I talked in terms then of doing things polyrhythmically. The harmonic approach was polytonality. Rhythmically, I wanted to do things polyrhythmically because I thought jazz was much too tame. And the album Time Out was the first album where we took a whole series of time signatures, different than we're used to playing in. Mm-hmm. And the next album is called Time Further Out. And it's very interesting to see that that is now being accepted by the public. The idea was the jazz used to challenge the public and make them think in terms more advanced rhythmically than they were used to thinking. In the 20s, it was hard to get a group of people to clap on.
One, two, three, four.
This was difficult, but we haven't gone much further. The public is ready for something new because everybody that listens to jazz can clap on two and four. But this period, 30 years is long enough to be stuck there. So it's time that the jazz musicians take up their original role of leading the public into a more adventurous rhythms.
And you think this is what is now going to take place?
Well, the Take Five is proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
After all, the kids are tired of rock and roll, too. Yet they can dance in 5/4 time. We're the only group that I know of. We can play an entire concert and not play in 4/4 or even in 3/4.